Welcome to the East Surrey Bump to Birth podcast, hosted by myself, Emma, and my wonderful friend, Becca. This podcast is dedicated to parents-to-be and new families in the East Surrey area, providing a wealth of knowledge and support through the exciting journey of pregnancy and birth.
Join us as we discuss everything from prenatal care and childbirth education to navigating the challenges of life with a new baby. We'll be joined by guest expert speakers, including midwives, doulas, breastfeeding experts, nutritionists and more, who will share their insights and expertise to help you make informed decisions and feel confident in your choices.
Whether you're a first-time parent or a seasoned pro, the East Surrey Bump to Birth podcast has something for everyone. With a focus on empowering parents, we will help you feel calm, confident and supported through your pregnancy and birth journey. So tune in and get ready to be inspired.
Hi Emma, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Becca. How are you?
Not bad. Easter is approaching.
It is. Easter eggs, mini eggs, and all the joyous things.
Do you not find with the TV adverts your kids just watch and go, I want chocolate now? And then you're thinking, oh great, I've still got another 2 weeks until I can actually give them their Easter egg.
No, my children watch adverts about things like Roblox and I want that now.
See, I get my tongue going, chock, and I'm like, oh great. Okay, how do you explain to a three-year-old that you've got to wait another 2 weeks until you get a chocolate egg?
I've already eaten Easter egg.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. But we very excitingly have a guest on today. Very, very lucky. We have the lovely Sophie from the Mum Club Tandridge. So we are going to take it away to Sophie to introduce herself and let her tell you all who she is.
Hello, thank you so much for having me today. What a pleasure to get to speak to you and see you as well, more importantly.
Lovely to have you.
Yeah, thank you. So I just have come on to chat a little bit about the Mum Club Tandridge and what we do. So the Mum Club is a franchise that is all over the country. There's actually now 70 franchises, and technically we're global because we have one in Dubai as well.
That
sounds fabulous. It'd be lovely if we could have a team meeting in Dubai, but that's yet to come to fruition. And we are basically a group that run basically meetups for mums, but the premise behind it is that, you know, we all miss a little bit of what our lives used to be pre-baby, and as much as we love going to the classes for our baby, we love being able to do, you know, baby sensory and all those classes, but there is a little bit of you that dies inside when you have to sit on the floor and sing the same song every time.
Putting your hat on and
yeah, exactly, and you're like, oh, my life was so different a few months ago. So the idea is that we run events that are mum focused. So it's not going to be squashing paper cups. It will be in a lovely venue. You'll get to dress up if you want to, put some makeup on and go out and spend a day with your baby, but it be about you. So we generally run brunches, coffee clubs. In the summer, we do fitness events. We do walks, just loads of lovely things that are just such a nice way to spend your maternity leave and beyond as well. And ultimately the aim is for you to connect with other women in your area who are at the same stage of motherhood as you. And a lot of the mums that we have come along might be mums that are new to the area. You know, Tandridge is somewhere where people kind of move out to. Maybe you've had busy lives in London and you're looking to kind of settle down in leafy suburban Surrey, and then all of a sudden you're there with a baby and you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Like, everything's a drive away. Like, I can't just walk around the corner to Gales. It's like, I don't know anyone, there isn't anywhere to go. And how do you kind of, yeah, find your village when that's, you're at the most vulnerable point in your life, really? So it's just the opportunity to find those women that you can connect with outside of potentially like an NCT group, or maybe it's your second baby, so you don't need to necessarily do the class again, you know, pay to have friends, as quite quite a lot of the mums describe some of those courses as. But yeah, so just really nice networking events. And I guess the premise as well is that when you go there, you know that everybody is sort of there for the same reason. It's not just about it's not solely about your baby, you know, you don't kind of feel like you're looking over at a mum and being like, oh, it'd be so nice to like chat to her, and you're kind of like making eyes like, oh, I'd love to like go for a coffee with her or something after. But then they're not necessarily like in the same headspace, or they leave and you're like, oh, I really wish I'd had the chance to speak to her. And so often we actually get mums who are like, oh, like I know her from this class, and then actually that's what then builds that connection. So yeah, so that is the, you know, the overall picture of what the Mum Club is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think that sounds perfect. I mean, like you said, it's a, often when we have a baby, we concentrate so much on the baby about taking them to a baby class, but we don't really focus on ourselves as mums, that we actually need downtime too, and we need that almost that sort of stimulation as well, to actually meet other mums and not just sit there waving a, like you say, like a, you know, sensory toy, and then you go home and think, oh, that was nice, but
I didn't talk to anyone.
I feel like I haven't actually done something for me. You know,
those groups are aimed at older babies as well. To have a child that is actually old enough to kind of interact and do, I definitely took my 2-week-old son to baby sensory and he slept the whole way through. And I sat there like, what am I doing? When he was sort of a bit older, he loved it and it was amazing and it was a great thing to do. But you don't always, whereas you got a 2-week-old baby and you want to rock along to a mum club and meet some other mums with a baby that is going to sleep that whole time, it gives you that freedom to go and socialize,
actually connect with other mums, you know, actually have a bit of, like I say, stimulation, and actually chat to other adults, and not watching CBeebies for, you know, I know it's when they're a bit older, but you know, just having that interaction and actually getting to share experiences and say, how are you getting on, and how are you, and actually offloading a little bit as well, I guess, with other people.
Yeah, and you're right, it's about having that village around. It used to be how it was. But life has changed. We all have different, like, I know for me, like, say my secondary school friends who were originally my core group of friends, then my university friends, we've all gone on to have children at different times. I was the first to have kids. Loads of them actually still don't, and I kind of meet up with them and it's lovely, but we don't have certain things in common anymore. Whereas then I've got other friends that I know solely through my children. And we don't have that common shared history there. I've got friends that are sort of 10, 15 years older than me, but are like my best friends because our sons are the same age, and we're going through the same stresses of year four life and things like that. And
that's how me and you met. I mean, we met because our oldest boys went to the same swimming class together. That's how we know each other. And then we just happened to move on the same street.
We didn't have the chance to talk then because we were too busy swimming. It was over then when we moved, moved locally, literally on the same street.
On the same street, love it.
To go, oh, yeah, I recognise you. Like you're saying, we're planning up to groups. So be like, oh, yeah, I know that face. To actually then talk and chat properly without trying to do other things. It's multitasking enough when you're trying to chat to someone with a child with you, isn't it? Like when you're trying
to chat. There's so much to be said about sort of being there, and, you know, say you go out somewhere with your partner and you're like, right, okay, this is it, we're going to go out, we're going to go to a cafe, or we're going to go to a restaurant and have a nice lunch together, and the baby fusses and you're like really conscious of like eyes being on you, or you want to breastfeed but it's really awkward, and you're like juggling a muslin, and, you know, you're like really self-conscious and all those different things. There's so much to be said about being in a room where, you know, there isn't that judgment because everybody's in the same boat. So if your baby fusses, or, you know, your baby's a bit sick, and then there's like another mum who's like, oh, you know, like my little one's like that as well. And, you know, to kind of like, it's just that like light bulb moment, isn't it? Of just like somebody like saying something, you're like, oh my God, that's just like me. And it feels so like early motherhood can feel so, I don't know, it's so isolating. And even though you and your partner are obviously going through it together, like there's something that we as mums like carry so much more, like so much burden of responsibility. So to kind of be able to like say to someone like, oh, you know, is this normal? Like, does your baby do this? Like, or just someone to be reassuring, like who even is maybe a little bit further down the line, and be like, it does pass, like, and this doesn't go on forever. Like, they will sleep, you will sleep, you will feel normal again. Like, this doesn't go on forever. And to just, yeah, to just kind of have that reassurance from somebody else, it's just like amazing. And like you say, it's like we all have amazing friends that we've had throughout our life, but you know, I count the women who supported me through motherhood really as like the most important people in that really like pivotal time in my life, when I was just like floundering. I was like, didn't know who I was, didn't know what I was doing. And to just kind of have that reassurance from people is like, yeah, you know, to know that there's somebody that you can text at 3 a.m. and they'll be awake as well is like, yes, yeah, it's invaluable, isn't it? And if it you is. Don't have that opportunity, if you don't have that network, then yeah, where else do you go really? So it's definitely
in new motherhood, you are meeting a new version of yourself as well. Like those things that you do have in common with different people, part of it is, and not in a scary way, you don't, there are elements of yourself that lose and evolve and change, and you become a new version of yourself. You always need new people that fit with that new
Understand what you're going through. And whereas, like you say, you've got mates that haven't got children, you say to them, oh, I'm feeling this and feeling this, and obviously they're there for you, but they don't understand what you're going through.
My friends,
and you don't want to be a burden to those friends either, do you? Yeah. Like, you don't want to burden those friends and be like, gosh, she's a bore now, isn't she?
My friends, like friends without children, look at me in horror, and then I end my whatever I'm saying about them, I'm like, but it's the best thing ever. Do have them. They do look, I'm like, I'm not selling this. It's amazing. I'm like, I don't regret any of it. But when my 5-year-old is sleeping with his elbows in my kidneys, I've woken up with a bit of an ache and a pain.
And just those early days, like you say, where it does feel like you've said before, Em, when you've woken up at 3 a.m. and think you're the only person in the world awake at 3 a.m. doing a feed and thinking that everyone's asleep. It's actually speaking to others who've said, yeah, I was up at 2, 4, 5, you know, doing feeds, and thinking, OK, I'm not the only one awake at 3 a.m. doing a feed. Yeah. And that's so good for mental health, because you don't feel like I'm on my own here. Like you said, you feel like you're in a tribe, you're in a village with others who are going through the same emotions, the same experience, the same roller coaster of becoming a mother, I guess. And it's just being able to sit there and go, oh, I feel like I'm part of something. I feel like, you know, I'm not on my own. I'm actually part of something here.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, and I imagine all the women going to the Mum Club are there with the same goal. They are there to meet new people and make new friends. And I can remember still the fear of being like, right, I'm going to go to this baby group because I want to make a new friend. And then getting there and realising that everybody there already knows each other because they've been going all together for a couple of months, and then feeling that crippling social anxiety of being like, how do I... These people don't want to be friends with me because they've already got, they've already made their little group here, and I'm the outsider. Whereas if you're going to an event that you know is literally, his purpose is to make people meet new people, you know that somebody is going to see that you're not talking to anybody yet and turn to you and go, hi, I'm Emma, this is my baby, they're this amazing conversation.
You're going to make an effort to do it because you've got a purpose.
Also, babies are the ultimate conversation starter. You know anyone about that person to be able to look at their baby, guess a rough age, and go, oh yeah, I remember, I had that baby grow. It's such an easy conversation
starter. I take such pleasure now as well from, like, you know, when the mums arrive to the events, you can definitely tell the ones that are, you know, the first time they're coming out, potentially the first time they're going out anywhere on their own with the baby. And I love to be able to match make a little bit. You know, I like to find out if they're maybe meeting someone else, maybe they are meeting an NCT friend. And then if they say they're coming alone, I like to find out maybe whereabouts they're from, because that's also reassuring as well. If you're like, oh, you know, I live in Caterham, I'm new to the area, and then I've like clocked another mum who's from Caterham, so that's nice. And then like the sort of age ranges as well, and try and like, you know, have little kind of like bubbles of people that are kind of like well suited in terms of like how old their babies are, whereabouts they're from, and all that sort of thing. Because I think, like you say, it's like babies are an amazing conversation starter. And if you know that you've got a really like mobile 9-month-old, maybe being sat next to a mum who's got a 2-week-old that's like immobilized, like you might not feel at that moment like you're both going through very different struggles, even though we're all going to get on fabulously. It does feel quite nice to kind of then be sat opposite someone and be like, oh yeah, like our babies are the same age and stuff, like this is really nice, and we can chat about this.
Yeah,
Yeah, how long have you been around?
So the Mum Club as a franchise has been going since, I think it started pre-COVID, but I think that obviously like the COVID days and stuff, I think they tried to run some online events. Yeah, so then I think it properly started up again in 2021. I think actually, yeah, I think they've literally just had their third anniversary. So yeah, I think it's just turned three. I've been running Tandridge since July 2020, what year are we now? Since July 2022. So it'll be my 2 year anniversary in, yeah, 2 year anniversary in July. And then in December this year, I took over Croydon as well. So I run the Tandridge and I run the Croydon franchise now. Wow, which is really nice.
Busy lady.
Yes, busy lady. Yeah, with an 18-month-old and a three and three quarter year old as well. So yeah, it's full on, but it's nice. It's, you know, we love the chaos, don't we? I feel like I'm one of those people who only really function under like extreme chaos.
And in terms of Tandridge, what sort of, obviously I've seen that you do sort of Godstone and Oxted, are they sort of the main areas you sort of run events from?
Yeah, Godstone and Oxted are like the main areas. We have done sort of picnics and fitness events in Whiteleaf. We've done walks in Caterham. So I try and sort of like reach all areas of Tandridge. We have done events in Nutfield as well, in Priory Farm, we've done some events there. So yeah, we do kind of like try and move around the area as much as possible, because it's nice to kind of, even though, you know, everywhere's so easily accessible in Tandridge, but it's quite nice to have it just on your doorstep, isn't it?
Of course, especially if you've got such a little one, sometimes you think, I don't really want to drive for too long, just in case I cry on the way or cry on the way back, or they need a feed, or so somewhere that's nice and close by, you know, you can get home quickly afterwards if you have to.
And you know you'll be meeting people who are relatively close. I know there are a couple of different semi-local franchises, which it's loads of choice, which means that actually you are hopefully going to be meeting people that are on your doorstep. Yeah, it's not going to be people. Like when I did NCT, there was a lady on my course that had driven like 45 minutes away. And then she, because there wasn't one in her local, and obviously NCT is a whole different thing, but there wasn't one locally. And actually she then hardly ever came to our sort of little social things because it was too far to face going. Yeah. Having that really local group does make a difference, because then you can go, can we just pop out for an hour together? Let's just go down to the coffee shop. I've only got a 3 hour, but I need an adult.
I think what's so nice about Tandridge as well is that there are so many places that are super buggy friendly and family friendly. You know, we're spoilt for choice really with like lovely outdoor spaces and stuff. So it feels like there's always nice places to go for like meetups and stuff with mums. And we definitely do get mums who come from even outside the area and stuff, because if you're kind of in that point where you are feeling really lonely, you're just like, I just want to get out. I just want to like meet people and stuff. So yeah, we get mums who come from East Grinstead, that come from like out Reigate, Red Hill. So yeah, it has a draw all over, from all over, definitely. I guess you can see why, 70 franchises in 3 years is crazy.
It shows a demand for it massively, doesn't it?
Just exactly.
The gap there was for new mums.
Really. Yeah, exactly. One of the founders actually of the Mum Club, she went to Downing Street about, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, to discuss the impact that the Mum Club has actually had on maternal mental health, which is amazing, which just, it's like it kind of makes you think like the thing that you're involved in is like so much bigger than you almost.
Well, that's it, because I don't know anything else like this really in terms of like a club for new mums. There's nothing really out there like that is for mum. Like mum focus. So it shows how successful it's been really. And I mean, looking at your events, I'm not surprised either, because they look so lovely, your brunches and your obviously you have like occasion specials, like, you know, Mother's Day special and things like that, and you have like speakers coming on as well, don't you? And then again, they're such fabulous, you know, from sleep consultants to all sorts of things really, aren't they?
And I feel like, you know, on my sort of own journey of motherhood, you know, before you have kids, you've no idea. Obviously, like you hear the rumours about how awful sleep is, but you can't really like comprehend it until you're like really in it and you're like, oh my God, I need help. Like, this is mad. So to kind of have that I don't know, that to come to an event and to meet mums and to have a nice cup of coffee and a piece of cake, which we're all desperate for constantly, and then to also have somebody there who can be like, don't worry, it's normal. Like, and if you need help with your baby's sleep routine, get in contact with us. And I make a point as well of the specialists that we do have. It's all people that I have worked with personally. I'm not in the business of promoting somebody who I don't believe in. So the sleep consultant that we've had, she helped me with Margot when Margot was little and had issues with sleep. We have women's health physios, both women's health physios that we have, I have seen personally, and I recommend them to absolutely everyone. And again, a women's health physio, I had no idea that that would be something that I would need, the kind of person that I would have in my life, and what they'd be able to help with, regardless of whether, you know, I've had a C-section and I've had a vaginal delivery, both completely different births, but I needed physio for both of those recoveries. I wouldn't have even known. So to give mums the opportunity to speak to those people and for them to talk about something and for you to just go, oh, okay, like that's normal, because we kind of suffer in silence. You know, you leave hospital the day after your baby's born and it's just like, yeah, those are all like side effects of having a baby, like soz about that. And then you're just like, oh, okay, what is this, it is this forever? Do I just put up with these symptoms forever? And it's like, no, we shouldn't put up with them. We should feel free to speak about them. We should have more people fighting in our corner for the things that we're going through as women. And yeah, so that's why I think it's so important. Our next event is next Thursday, and we've got a first aid specialist, an infant first aid specialist, who she's just very brilliant and very to the point about, you know, choking and things like that, which we all worry about so much when our babies start weaning. You know, what's the difference between choking and gagging? Because as soon as you see them go, as soon as you give them like a bit of carrot or something, and you're like, oh my God, it's like really understandable. Yeah, it's just like the most terrifying thing. But then until you understand the difference, you go, okay, like that just makes you like breathe easy a little bit. So yeah, even though something like baby first aid is quite scary to think about, it's just so important to have even like had that on your radar, like that just little bit of knowledge that you would hopefully be able to put into place should anything ever happen. But you would just have that reassurance that you've just had that information. And again, you've not had to pay for a full 2-hour course. You've not had to like find a babysitter and do all these things. Like you've just been able to go along. And then if further down the line you think, oh yeah, it'd be really good if I did this with my partner, you can. Yeah, but yeah, you've just met that person.
Trust to do
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, no, she was really good when I saw her at the mum club. So yeah, we can go from there sort of thing. So yeah, I do think it's important to be able to bring people into the event, and if they want to listen they can, if they don't want to they don't have to.
Just having that option, you know, it's such a nice bonus, and they can walk away and think, well, not only have I had a nice time meeting some people and enjoying some treats, but actually walked away learning something that I didn't know before.
Often we do pick the people we want help from one recommendation, and that is the ultimate recommendation. And actually having that little taster of what they're like, that is what you would get from your friends as mums. But if you don't have that person that's already kind of ahead of you on that journey to go, oh, I know this person, you that person, you need those points in the right direction. Sometimes as well, you don't, like you said with women's physio, you don't even know what you don't know until someone, did you know there is such a thing as a women's health physio? Like people just assume a physio is about
You just don't know where to begin, do you? You don't know where to begin with any of those things. And you know, going back to that sort of 3 a.m. thing, the 3 a.m. like panicked Google searches and just being like, will this last forever? And you know, it's the wild west out there trying to like find somebody, you know. And I feel like particularly with sleep, like I don't know, there are a lot of people out there who promote things that really like I don't necessarily agree with. And I also think a lot of people prey on very vulnerable families, really, because you know, when you're really in like the depths of your sleep deprivation, you'll pay anyone anything to make it stop. And really that's so wrong, and I don't think that people should be allowed to do things like that. So to be able to kind of put, you know, the lovely lady Lucy that we work with, to kind of like have her in the room, and she will go around to every single person and she will talk to them and be like, how's things going? And if they're like, you know, I'm really struggling, she's like, you know, let's have a chat, let's try and like troubleshoot this and stuff. And if people are like, you know, I don't know, let's say problems that I had was like contact napping, like my son only wanted to nap on me, and people were telling me like, he needs to be in the cot, you shouldn't be doing this. And I was like, but it doesn't necessarily feel wrong that I'm doing this, like he's happy, like I'm getting to put my feet up for for yeah. 45 minutes at least. But she'll sort of say, well, you know, right now if you're like happy and you don't think that anything needs changing, do what you're doing, and then when it gets to the point where you feel like actually I'm ready to change, then we can help you, rather than being like, no, this is wrong, you shouldn't be doing this, your baby needs to be in a cot on their back, blah blah blah, all this. And it's like, no, do what works for you for the time frame it works for you, then when it doesn't work for you anymore, then we'll fix it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And how often do your events run? Is there kind of a routine to them? Or
so I try and run an event every 2 weeks, so yeah, there's normally something going on every 2 weeks. Then obviously like with half terms and holidays and stuff, we'll have a little break, so normally throughout like the winter months and stuff, we kind of alternate between brunches and coffee clubs, and then going into the summer we'll have like more picnics and things, you know, we all like to get outside when the sun's shining. So yeah, picnics is always a really nice one because it's just so relaxed and you can have a lovely picnic, and who doesn't like a lunch that you haven't had to make yourself? And then the babies can spread out.
Yeah.
Babies can spread out, kick around, you can bring all the buggies and all the gear, and yeah, you don't have to worry about it. So yeah, those events are really, really nice in the summer.
Oh, really? I didn't realize it's every 2 weeks, actually. No wonder. You're so busy.
yeah so it's amazing, and every time I just get such a buzz from it because it's just so nice. It's like, you know, we kind of always talk about the mum club sound, but as soon as there's like the room is filled, it's just like laughter, so much chatting, and you honestly wouldn't even believe that most of those women went in there not knowing each other, because it's just like a party, you know, like everyone's having such a great time. And what's so lovely as well, I think a lot of, like, I get a lot of messages before events, particularly from mums who maybe haven't been before. They're like, oh, you know, it's right over my baby's nap time. And you kind of see that mum there sat there and the baby's asleep on her. She's like, oh, he'll never sleep like this. And the thing is, there's so much to be said about like you being relaxed, because I used to be one of those mums who was like, right, I need him to be in a dark room, like the white noise needs to be on like deafeningly loud. And I would be there rocking and patting, and I feel like you being like tense and anxious and being like, you need to go to sleep because this is like your wake window or whatever, the difference between that and never being able to get him to sleep when it was like that, or me sitting being relaxed chatting, because ultimately when the baby is inside you, that's what they hear all the time, it's like the lovely sound of you chatting, the lovely sound of your heartbeat. So really that's like, the babies are so chilled because you're chilled. So the babies will always fall asleep. Exactly that, like you're relaxed, you're having a nice time, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this, he's been asleep for 2 hours. And it's like, yeah, because you're not like on him. Because you're not like, go to sleep, why won't you sleep?
Well, it's a bit like us as adults. If you go to bed and you sit there and go, right, I must go to sleep. Like this. you don't go to sleep because you're too rounded. But as soon as you relax and think, right, okay, then of course you do. So it's the same for babies. If they sense it all uptight, they're not going to go to sleep. But
exactly.
Yeah, the happy mum is the happier. The more I socialise, the more I've done things, the nicer, the happier, the more relaxed mum I am.
If 100%.
You've not gone and had that with social creatures as humans, if you've not gone and had that interaction, and you are isolated and you are being dictated by nap times and things, then that tension, it just will seep into a lot of your day and your life, and you go to bed going, I've done nothing but be a mum today. Whereas if you've got out of the house and you've gone and been a mum still, but with other people to laugh and chat and feel a bit of yourself.
It's that whole like filling up your cup, isn't it? It's like that expression, I just feel like it just explains like the mum club perfectly. It's just like going there and just like have a lovely meal, sit there and have a lovely coffee that you haven't left on the worktop and it's gone cold and you've microwaved, like, and you're like, people are bringing you things, you don't have to get up, you're not having to like faff around doing anything, like everything's there for you. We have a play area, we have toys, we always bring nappies, we have changing mats, like we have all the things at your disposal. If you leave the house in a hurry and you don't bring a nappy, we have nappies. You know, if you are like, I used to do I used to go to mum club events when I was on maternity leave and be like, oh my gosh, I haven't got any toys for her. I just like walk out the house with a bag and be like, oh, she's got nothing. Be like giving her a pack of wipes to play with. But there's always toys. There's a lovely play mat that babies can kick around on. So, you know, we try and think of everything so that you can literally rock up. And if you came with nothing, you would, you know, you'd have everything basically.
Oh, it sounds lovely. It sounds so nice, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Really, that nice. Thing just didn't exist for my babies.
No, even for me, like, you know, my son was born during COVID. You know, we're coming up to the COVID anniversary now. And yeah, it's like light and day when I sort of think about it. And I think that was such a driving force for me to want to start the Mum Club was I was so lonely. You know, it was just, and it was, you know, for so many women, there was like it's a real hard balance because I was very fortunate. My husband was furloughed, so he was at home for pretty much the first year of our son's life, which, you know, is just mad. Like, you can't even comprehend like somebody having even more than 6 weeks paternity leave. So to have him at home for a year was amazing, but I just like craved that kind of like female connection, that connection with other mums, and there just wasn't anybody that I could meet. And you know, I was really lucky that there were kind of like little breaks, I guess, in COVID where there were some groups that were reopening, but we were social distance, we had to wear masks. So even I would look over and be like, oh, that mum looks nice. I could really like to chat to her. But then you didn't really know what people's boundaries were and stuff at that time as well. Yes. So you didn't really want to approach people. So yeah, and I just used to like leave groups and stuff just feeling like empty, you know, just like, oh, I've like made all this effort to like get out, get my baby out, like, you know, feel a bit like myself again. And then to just leave and be like, oh God, like, is that it? Like, is this going to be my whole maternity leave sort of thing? So yeah, when I became pregnant with Margot, I was like, something's got to change. Like, I just felt like, I was like, I don't want to feel like there'll be another generation of mothers who have to go through this again, because it's crap. And you know, fortunately, let's hope that there isn't going to be something else like this in the future. But it's like knowing that you can offer something to mums when they are like really in that low point and they're like, I just don't know where to go, I don't know, like, how do I feel better about this? So yeah, I was I think I was about 35 weeks pregnant when I started.
You were really planning ahead.
We do crazy things, don't we, when we're pregnant? And yeah, Margot came along with me to my first event when she was about 5 weeks old. And then she came with me to every event until she was about 14 months. So yeah,
I have been in a coffee shop where a Mum Club event has been happening in Lichfield, and you were there with a baby and a bouncer. You were setting up as I made my coffee, and you came in with your bouncer. In she went.
Yeah,
mum bossing.
I feel like that's the thing. I think that kind of, but I feel like that kind of like almost drew people to me more because they were like, oh yeah, she's doing this. She's really doing this. I was real method.
Yeah, you're in the same position. You're part of the club
as much as exactly. Yeah. And I think that's what's so nice, that all the franchises are mums and we all get it, and we've all been there and stuff. So even though it feels like
I think you have to be in order to understand it, and in order to you kind of have to be a mum to do it, just so you know what mums want and you know how they're feeling and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I love it recently. Like, I guess the more I've been doing it, the more I'm kind of like, I know the things that like are really popular at our events. And recently we had a lady doing ear piercing, which everyone loved, which I loved. We've got, we have like mini massages, we have like mini nail treatments. We've got somebody coming and doing like sort of hair, like just styling your hair. So it's like, it's all little things like that. They're just like, oh, it's just nice.
I want all of those things.
Yeah. It's just like, at first I was like, oh God, are people going to go for like this ear piercing? Everyone went mad for it. I was like, oh, it's just.
I want mine done again. I would have loved to have come along there, but it's on my wish list for about 2 years to get mine done.
Seeing if you can go leads me on to a question of it. Is there a age limit in terms of how old your child must be in order to come?
No, not at all. I think, you know, we get pregnant women, we get women with older children. You know, it's like like you say, it's like we're all in it together. Like, yes, the majority of women that you will see, particularly in maybe pictures and stuff, will be women with small babies, but probably because the mums with toddlers are chasing them around and we didn't get a picture of them. Yeah. So we will definitely get toddlers, you know. Like, I would bring my son along to one of my events and he'd be really happy because, you know, I try and make sure that the venues we have do have a menu for the kids as well. So if they want to have a little brunch, they can. Yeah, we definitely don't exclude anyone. Everyone is more than welcome to come.
Oh, I might check out there.
Yeah.
She's not free until June, so I'm like, okay, I think I can still get in. Yeah, I can still get in. So I might. I guess that leads us nicely on to what have you got coming up?
Yeah,
I guess.
What have we got coming up? So, so I mentioned next Thursday, so it'll be Thursday the 21st. We've got our coffee club at Blossoms in Godston, which is going to be with our first aid specialist. And we have also got our lovely photographer. We're really, really lucky that we work with some amazing local photographers. And she is going to be setting up a mini studio and taking some lovely spring pictures, because who doesn't love lots of pictures with your baby and also cute babies dressed up with Easter accessories? Yeah, so that's going to be on the 21st and we've still got tickets available for that. And then we'll have a little break for Easter, and then our next brunch club is going to be on the 18th. of April, which is going to be at Hammond's, and that's when I mentioned we've got someone coming and doing a little bit of hair. We've also got a lovely jewellery brand coming who do personalised embossed jewellery, which is so lovely, and it's just such a nice little keepsake and stuff. So and that's going to be at Hammond's in Oxted. So again, it's just such Oxted's such a good location, I feel like, for everybody to get to. It's such a nice central place. So that'll be a really nice one.
Love. That sounds amazing. Well, we'll make sure that we've put in the little like blurb underneath this episode, all of the links to how people can find the website, Instagram, all of that good stuff.
And if anyone ever has, like, you know, any doubts or like reservations or anything, I'm always on DM. I'm more than happy to chat to anyone about anything and put, you know, any doubts or anything to rest. I don't want people to think that I'm a, you know, a faceless business. You will get me replying to you at all hours of the day and night, because I'm a mum as well and I get it. And if you've got something on your mind, you want somebody to answer you and you want somebody to give you a bit of reassurance, and I'm always more than willing to do that.
Amazing.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
That all sounds that sounds really lovely, and good luck with all your future events. So
thank you so much.
I might come and join you for one of them soon. So
you definitely should. Yeah.
I might come along even though mine are at school.
Come with me.
I need to something that I've kind of had in the pipeline for a little while is trying to do some mum's night off. So to do some evening events, maybe like supper clubs and things like that, which would then obviously be open to mums who aren't with tiny babies and are like, oh, is this a bit awkward for me to come, or returning to work and things like that, but you'd still like to get involved in events. So yes, that's something that I hopefully have planned for later in the summer.
We're your first guest list.
Put us down on the list.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Sophie. We really enjoyed having you on, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And I guess me and Anne will be back with another one very soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the East Surrey Bump the Baby podcast today. If you have any topics you would like us to cover in the upcoming episodes, please do get in touch. You can find me, Becca, at Be Your Own Birth on www.beyourownbirth.co.uk, and you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram.
And you can find me, Emma, at Calm Mama Collective, www.calmmamacollective.co.uk, and on Instagram I am calmmama_hypnobirthing. We'll see you next time.